And welcome to another episode of Healing from the Mess with me, Lizzie. I had therapy today, and therapy was so good. I left there feeling rejuvenated and so much better. See, ever since last week, I've been fighting with the fixer in me, the people pleaser in me. And I finally took the ping pong ball and smashed it today. I am not my mother's keeper. She is no longer my responsibility. My responsibility is myself and my children. I cannot control what anyone else does, but I can control myself and how I react to things. It's been a really rough week, and I've been struggling a lot with that ever since last Thursday. So quite literally almost a week of this battle going on. And I'll probably have to deal with it every day, but at least today, battle is done. The battle is done for today. I got home. I got towels out of the dryer. I folded, put them away. I opened a package, went through that, and my mom's husband calls. And it's like being forced back to reality. At least he knows we're here for him. At least he knows we care about him. At least he knows that we love him and he has a family here. And that's what I keep telling myself. So, I'm okay. I did tell my therapist, she goes, keep doing the hard work, you're doing a great job. And I said, it's hard work and it's exhausting. I know I'm doing well. I know I'm taking care of myself. I'm journaling, I'm podcasting, I'm going out in nature, I'm taking walks, I'm doing the things. I'm taking care of my basic needs. I'm brushing my teeth. I'm taking my meds. I'm taking a shower when I need to. I'm making sure I eat even when I don't want to eat. I'm taking care of me. I'm prioritizing myself. The sadness can still be overwhelming. And I'm sure it's more difficult right now on top of the fact that my period will be here soon. I'd rather it not show up at all, but you know, it is what it is. I want you to know that I am okay. I have help. I'm getting help and I'm doing the work I need to do. I'm actually going to read this this chapter, while also listening to the audio version, but it's How to Do the Work with Dr. Nicole LaPera. I also follow her on Instagram and TikTok, The Holistic Psychologist. Follow her. She is amazing. So I haven't even opened this book since last year. Because I started it and then we're moving. I had to stop. So that's my homework for today. I have done dishes. I have finished 2 loads of laundry. So I am going to take an hour and read and listen to the audiobook. Read along, I guess. And then I'm going to figure out dinner and get it ready. And then I'm going to rest and go to work after I eat dinner. If you're looking for more information, I don't have really any. It's all about my mom. Obviously, it's all about my mom. I just feel so responsible for her because I've been responsible for her for a long time, for most of my life. I'm not responsible for her. Not anymore. I also came to a very hard, I don't know what to call it, realization maybe. My mom and stepdad have been separated for 14 years. I came to realization yesterday that I need to let him go. I have been holding on to him for a really long time. Because he was the man that showed me how I should be loved, right? He showed me by how he loved my mom. He showed me what hard work was. He's the reason why I married to the man I am. Because he models for me the man that I deserved, that I would look for. Like, I would look for those traits and that person. So I'm putting in the work, right? And I sorry, that made no sense. Anyway, so yesterday I let him go. We haven't had a relationship in a long time. I haven't seen him in goodness, I haven't known. I'm trying to think. Ugh. Wow. How long has it been? 7.5 years? Last week was the first time that I acknowledged that my mom's husband is my stepfather. Is a stepfather to me. And I realized days later, I have to let Howard go. I have to let him go. So, I'm letting him go. He has made his choice not to have me in his life, not to have my brother in his life. He made the choice to keep a distance between us. I don't know if it's his. I mean, he made that choice. Whether it was persuaded by my mother or not, it doesn't matter. He made his decision. He did what he did. And I have to accept it and move on. So that's what I'm doing. Coming and realizing that my mother is schizophrenic. And has been for my entire life. It makes it more hard for me, more difficult, because I don't know what was real and what wasn't. I don't know what the truth was and what was a bold-faced lie, but for her was just a delusion that she believed. Oh, sorry. I'm never going to know. I've come to terms with things I will never know, and I'm okay with that. Her reality is not my reality. Literally, because she is mentally ill. I am not trained, and it's not my job. I was told that you were never allowed to say that. It's not your job. So what? Just do it. I remember being trained by an employer. You never say that's not my job. At your work, in your job, that makes sense. But when it comes to personal people, when it comes to other people's choices. You cannot live their life for them. You are not responsible for what they do. Adults. Comes to adults? I don't know. I'm still processing. Still processing. I feel like a robot. Downloading data. Anyway, I just wanted to come on here and share with you that I'm doing okay. And I'm getting through this. And I'm doing the hard work. And it's not going to be worth it. So I appreciate you for listening. And I hope you'll join me next time for another episode of Healing from the Mess with me, Lizzie.